Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
What a weekend here in Wisconsin. Let's do a celebrity spotlight this week. How about Susan Kim, longtime anchor, reporter, journalist at TMJ4. She is with us. I love this. Hi, Susan.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me.
I know you love Wisconsin and your family does. I wanted to ask you a couple questions about that. Let's start with your beautiful family, and you have such a lovely family. Do you have favorite family places where you took the kids, where you guys like to hang out?
I have places that are memorable that we have gone to. I mean, yeah. I have three kids. They're all in their 20s now, so we did a lot of sports traveling. I don't know if any of your audience has been to Taliesin, kind of in the southwestern part of Wisconsin, the Frank Lloyd Wright like compound. I did a trip there one summer with them, and they were probably like 7, 9, and 11, that kind of age range. And it was amazing because we did that. We did Cave of the Mounds, which was nearby, and that is like you walk into the caves, and they have all these cool formations around you. And then there's this American Players Theater in Spring Green that's right near there, too. And so we saw a show at night. It's outside. You can have a picnic. They have food you can buy, or you can bring your own food and have a picnic there. And then we went to House on the Rock. So it's kind of like a little circle of attractions that you can do. And I didn't know what to expect. I just thought it was amazing. House on the Rock is a house on but it's huge, and it's kind of tunnel-y like, and you know, there's one room after another, and it's this eclectic, weird, crazy, wild collection of just things. Like there's rooms of dolls, and it's almost creepy, but it's so cool. And you're thinking, what's in this next room, and what was this? You know, how did this all come together?
I really love that. I know your husband. Thanks. I'm friends with your husband. He's a great guy.
Yes.
Favorite romantic getaways. Are there places that are special to you and Patrick?
You know, I could say things like, I mean, Door County is always great. We went to a place up in Egg Harbor with his family last year. Another thing we like to do, is to stay close to home. I'm sure everybody knows Okauchee Lake, right? That's Lake Country. So the Golden Mast is a longtime restaurant right on Okauchee, right? They recently built a bar across the lake that you can only get to by boat. Golden Mast will ferry you over on their boat to this little bar. Yeah. And so the bar is literally, I don't know, maybe 20 people can fit on it, and it's outside, and it's attached to this little patch of land. I don't even want to call it an island because I don't know if it's an island. It's like this patch of land, and it's like a tiki hut. So imagine the tiki hut in the Third Ward by the Public Market, right? Imagine that tiki hut on like a pier.
Fun.
You take a little boat from the Golden Mast, and then you get off, and you just kind of sit and hang out, and you can sit outside, you can have a drink, or you can just, you know, enjoy the beautiful Wisconsin view. I mean, it's just kind of a fun little thing that doesn't require a lot of effort, and it's a quick little trip from Milwaukee or Waukesha, wherever people live.
I love that. That is so fun. All right, I just put that on my list. What about your list for places maybe you haven't been that you'd like to check out in our state?
Well, you know, I mentioned a lot of the places we visited had to do with sports. I'm sure a lot of families can relate to that. And so a lot of my places have to do with golf courses. and I think we have some amazing, beautiful golf courses in Wisconsin, especially here in Milwaukee County. I mean, Milwaukee County Parks, their courses are really nice. There's Brown Deer. I think Gretzka is underrated. Gretzka is a beautiful county course. It's very playable for anybody, great for kids. But Century World is kind of like on my bucket list. I've done stories on Century World. I've done stories on Century World. They hosted the Senior Open. They've hosted National Junior Girls Championships there. They have this amazing flower hole. So I don't necessarily need to play it, but I would like to see it in person. And then my other thing is, you know, I have two kids go to Madison. And the Glacial Drumlin Trail. I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's kind of by my house from Waukesha, right? So apparently you can bike the Glacial Drumlin Trail all the way to Madison. So it takes you off on streets here and there or whatever, but you can bike it. So my pie in the sky idea one day, you know, now that we're empty nesters, I was like, Patrick, we are going to bike to Madison on the Glacial Drumlin Trail.
That's a workout.
We're going to spend the night. We're going to have dinner with our son, you know, hang out with him for a little bit because our son's a junior there. And then we're going to bike back on Sunday.
You're going to sleep good that weekend.
He's like, yeah, tell me how that goes. But that is all. on my bucket list. I've been talking about it for an entire summer so far. So I will see, because it's probably about 60 miles.
Yeah, that's a ride.
And I'm not necessarily a regular biker, but I thought, you know, the Glacial Drumbles Trail, it's nice and flat.
Yeah.
It's mostly trail. There's some streets.
Take your time.
That is on my list. Yeah, take your time, you know, have lunch.
I love it. That is so fun. Check out Susan Kim on TMJ4. It's always fun to catch up. Such great ideas. Susan, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
You're welcome. John, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. You got it. I spent, what was it, about 12 years at Channel 4. Susan was there and was always super, super kind to me. Up next, the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.